Hello, friends. Welcome to the Made You Smile podcast. I'm Melinda.
And I'm Carrie.
And we're here to make you smile.
It's in the name. Hope you enjoy.
I had a spiral moment.
Uh-oh.
Well, you don't have to be surprised. Let me tell y'all what happened. So Carrie and I usually record on Mondays.
Mondays, yes.
But yesterday was Memorial Day, so right. We were with our families, and we both texted each other probably not too far apart going, hey, I'm kind of hanging with my family.
Yeah.
So we put it off till today, till Tuesday. And so I called you, or I texted you and said, hey, breakfast? Are we doing breakfast?
Yeah.
What time for breakfast?
Yeah.
And there was no response. And then it was like, well, breakfast or lunch? Are we doing lunch? Are we going to do it later?
Yeah.
There's no response. Nothing. Yeah. So here's what an anxiety brain does after that. Carrie always responds.
Mm-hmm.
So my anxiety brain went to, she's been in an accident.
Yeah.
There's something wrong. Yeah. Carrie gets up when I get up. Mm-hmm. We're up at the same time. She always responds. So then I called.
Yeah.
How many times did I call? Did you
check?
I think I called 3 times and there was no answer.
Yeah.
And now it was getting to be 10 o'clock.
Oh, gosh.
So here were my possibilities.
Yeah.
You had an accident.
Uh-huh.
Randy was in Arkansas, and there was nobody here to take you to the hospital.
Yeah.
Somebody either got in.
Yeah.
Or I knew your parents were driving the day before, and something happened to your parents.
Yeah.
So then I texted Pam.
Yeah.
So we started moving up. So I texted Carrie's sister.
Yeah.
Hey, not going to try to worry you or anything, but have you heard from Carrie?
Yeah.
And I explained to her that my anxiety brain tends to and I haven't done this a long time, but you got to understand, you respond, you always text me back.
Yep. I do.
So you're lucky, because the next step was me calling 911 and having someone show up. And I kind of almost wish I'd done that.
Oh, no.
So that you would know, young lady.
Never do that again.
You keep your phone on.
So here's what happened. I have been sick. Like, I have been just head cold, just congested and feeling really crummy. But not enough to, like, and it's been going on for a week. Like, not enough to just completely check out and go to bed. So over the weekend, we had my son's, his pre-wedding
reception party
for all the family and friends that won't be able to go with us to Hawaii to the wedding. And my parents were here all weekend. We had such a great visit with them, and it was great. And, but after all of that, last night I felt like, and yesterday was really restful. It was a good restful day. And I just conked out. Like, I just conked out, and I never.
And Carrie doesn't do that. She answers my text.
And so I wake up like about 10 and I was like, oh, that was amazing. Oh, that's great. And I pick up my phone and I'm like, oh no. Oh shoot.
Well, it would have helped if I remembered that on Tuesday is your work day.
I also work on Tuesday.
And usually if we have to podcast on Tuesday,
it's Tuesday
we
afternoon.
Usually wait till Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday evening.
Yep.
But I came out to the kitchen too, and I was humping and harumphing. Yeah. Greg was upstairs working in his office, and he can hear down here. He's like, what's wrong? I said, I can't get Carrie. He goes, what do you mean you can't get? I said, she's not answering. Something's wrong.
Oh, God.
So I didn't know, but then Greg calls Carrie. So Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie, no, you did not need to call 911. Lesson learned. Like, I'm not going to.
Listen, next time, look it.
I'll set an alarm. Look it, Linda.
Next time you don't answer my text or my phone. I mean, she didn't answer my phone calls.
I know. I do.
Next time you know that the ambulance is showing up, and you're gonna be in your PJs, and your hair's gonna be all frumpy.
What's
and you're
that
gonna,
matter? Who are you here for? We got a call.
They're like, is there a Carrie Marnell here? And you're gonna say no. I don't know.
Nobody hear by that name.
Who? Carrie who?
My Linda.
Wait, Carrie, answer your text. Answer
my text. Got it. I need to put... No, you are. I need to just start setting my phone at night. And I was trying to get into the habit of this, and I've just forgotten, especially since I got a new phone, of, like, you know how you can set it to do not disturb.
Right.
But then you set the people that are allowed to disturb you.
You would allow me to disturb you?
Oh, you're
you?
On my do not disturb list. Yeah. Of like, of you're exceptions. Able. You're in my exception. That's what it is. You're my exception. Exceptions. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Don't try to make up now. Don't try to get in good with me now, Miss Carrie.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
Such a nice, quiet.
It's a rainy day outside.
Rainy day outside.
Cloudy.
It's, you know what? It's back in the mid to low 70s outside.
It's a soft rain.
It's a soft rain with a soft rumble of thunder in the background.
I love that. We so used to nice. Have rain noises yeah. that we would put on, you know.
Yes. Yeah. For yeah. Which means what today would be a perfect nap day.
Nap day.
It yes. would be a great nap day.
With a down pillow.
Oh.
So.
And a fluffy blanket.
Best yeah. napping situation for you.
Yeah.
What is your best napping?
Are you a napper?
I have to be pretty exhausted.
Okay.
To nap.
Okay. Do you just have a hard time shutting your brain down for like a little power nap or?
And this is a totally different, but I've been following these ADD people.
Yes. Speaking of.
And oh my gosh. Them identifying characteristics.
Yeah.
Because I'm 50-something years old and it was never
right.
diagnosed. But yeah. anyway, yeah, I totally forget yeah. why I got there. That was probably, that's probably why I can't nap.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I am a longtime power napper.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's a great skill.
Well, and I trained myself, the way I trained myself was when my kids were in, it's a little bit harder these days, but when my kids were in school, if I needed a nap, I would take it about 30 to 40 minutes before I had to go pick them up from school.
Oh.
So it was like lay down, close my eyes, drift off for just long enough, and then I had to be up and ready to go. Because I always knew I had that task that it was my children.
Are you one of those? Because I don't need alarms.
I don't either.
Yeah. So I've got that internal. If I know clock. I have to be up at 6:30, yep. I will wake up almost 6:30 on the
yes,
dot.
Same. What is that? That's crazy.
That's like
I know.
A talent.
I don't need an alarm clock. Yeah. But.
Well, it has to be so perfect. Uh-huh. Napping situation.
Yes.
When I can nap would probably, it has to be kind of cold.
Yes, same.
So I need,
yeah.
you know, and I like to have weight on me.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
So I want to have, you know, a couple of blankets.
Or a dog.
A down pillow.
Yeah.
And I wish I could cuddle with my dog.
Oh.
But she likes to, if she's cuddling, her idea of cuddling is she lays her head right over my neck.
Such a, yeah.
Right Ooh. There. Yeah. She's not a good, like, I can't turn her and,
right.
and hold her like a like, stuffed animal.
Yeah, like Spooner mm-hmm. or like
she
a
won't
body
do
pillow.
That.
Yeah.
She wants to completely, like, yeah. lay her entire body
That's
on
That's what's
me.
Great about having a tiny dog is they'll pretty
I
much
know.
Mold into whatever you need them to be. Yeah, that sounds like a good nap.
Okay.
Napuation.
Oh.
Napuation. Nap situation is what I was trying to...
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
know.
I don't
how to
know.
Get there.
It's not going to happen. It's okay.
How about situation nap? No. Snap.
Sit-a-nap you.
Snapsation.
Snapsuation.
Snapsuation.
We'll workshop that. Yeah. But I was thinking about naps because I love naps. Just like I love snacks and naps, I think it's really important to your you know, self-care. But I was looking at sleep.com, and there's a sleep.com. Did you know? I think it's to sell mattresses. Wow. Yeah, now that I see it's from Mattress Firm. But they give you tips for a great nap, how to have a great nap.
Ooh,
so I want to help. I want to help everybody have a great nap, just like I have really good naps. Okay.
Wait.
Okay, yes.
Can you tell me if these are on there?
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's do that. Okay. Yeah, you tell me and I'll tell you.
So, uh-huh. Cool. Is Cool on there?
Yeah, it's kind of combined. And okay. Yeah.
Like
and
your
it's talking about the environment of your nap room.
Cool, dark.
Yep. And
quiet.
Yep. That's cool, dark, it. Quiet. That's it. Good job.
I don't need nap.com. Yeah.
No. Sleep.com. But sleep.com. I wonder if nap.com is a website. Yeah. So, yeah, your nap environment, you should have a nap-friendly environment to actually fall asleep, it says. Your space should be conducive to sleeping, obviously, which means comfortable, dark, cool, and quiet.
How do you shut down your brain? Do they have that on there?
It says consider wearing an eye mask or earplugs. No, it doesn't. Well, yeah, we're going to get to that.
So, it does have a hint.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
But one that's really important is to keep it short.
Oh.
Keep your nap short. Stick.
Why is that?
It says stick to the two recommended nap lengths.
Ooh, there's recommended nap lengths.
Yes, either 20 minutes or 90 minutes.
Okay, does that count from the time you lay down for a nap?
I don't know. I think
or does it count from the time...
I think that's a great question because it does take you...
It'll take a little bit.
A minute to get to sleep.
Fall into it.
It says if your goal is to get a little afternoon boost, that will ensure you wake up feeling recharged rather than groggy. Those are the two recommended. Like, that's a little nap boost. That's a little boost.
I wonder if that has to do with, like, cycling through a full... It does?
Yeah, it's the rhythm. Because, you know, if... There is also another website that for, like, sleeping at night, you can go in and put in what time you have to wake up, and it gives you the times where you need to aim for going to bed.
I feel like I could write on this topic, since I had to switch my circadian rhythm for 4 years.
Yeah.
But I found, interestingly enough, I slept about 5 hours before work. But if I slept eight, like if I got a big long, I would feel exhausted at work. Yeah. I don't know what that was about, but it may. Yeah. But you've done that before, haven't you? When it's almost worse for you. I think it's probably what it's saying. It's worse for you to stay asleep longer.
Yes. Yeah. So. Well, and it says, it does say set an alarm. Don't leave the timing to chance because chances are you'll wake up somewhere outside the recommended nap length. Now, if it's a Sunday afternoon nap, all bets are off. I don't know what it is. If it's a Sunday, like this last Sunday, I slept, although I did not sleep the night before at all, hardly at all.
I don't know if I could make myself wake up after, like, I think I would have to set an alarm because I don't think I could make myself wake up. Otherwise, I would spend the entire 20 minutes or 40 minutes being anxious
that you're not going to wake up. See, I don't know what it is. I can do that. I can go to sleep. And
any other hints?
Nap early. Napping late in the day can affect your ability to fall asleep at bedtime. So try napping around the halfway point in your day or earlier between the time you wake up and the time you plan to go to bed. And then, sleep.com, set aside the day's worries, you know, like you do. this is not bad. If you have trouble letting go of worries or putting your to-do list out of your mind, try practicing a relaxation technique or some deep breathing. These can help you fall asleep and wake up from your nap feeling refreshed. I can confirm that. That does help me.
Does it say take your bra off?
Nope.
It should.
Should say. Take
although
the bra
I think
off.
If you did power naps at work, they would probably frown.
They would say
they
no.
Would frown
don't take your bra off. You would walk off, going, take it off your bra, and they're like, "Oh, there she goes. Time to nap."
There are all these office chairs with bras slung over the back of them,
so you know who's asleep, who's not.
Oops, sorry, that was me.
And then the last one is to You know what's a tip for me to go to sleep? I kind of hypnotize myself.
What?
Like at night, especially if I need to just like stop my brain, I will close my eyes and I do more deep breathing and try and slow my breathing. But I, this is kind of weird, but I visualize myself relaxing in water and then just slowly sinking down into the water. My daughter, I was telling this to my daughter and she laughed at me going, then I would dream about drowning.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say, I can't do that.
Because you actually did almost drown once upon a time. But yeah, there's something about just, the further down you go, the darker it gets. It works for me. It's just a form of self-hypnosis of like, and I will go to sleep. I will fall asleep. And it shuts my brain off too. But, and then the last thing from this website says, reflect on why you're napping. Think about what you hope to gain from your nap.
Sounds a whole lot like when you try to get me to play a character on stage. Yeah. And you want
think
me
about
to,
what's your motivation?
What's your motivation? Yeah. What's your goal? Yeah. My motivation is I'm tired.
Yeah. But so that is your few tips for taking a great nap. Do you have any more tips for taking a great nap?
I don't, because I'm not great at, but not I napping. Am good at falling asleep at night. I've never had, except when I first started working night shift.
Yeah.
And I had to change my, other than that, I fall asleep really well. Greg, yeah. On the other hand,
yeah.
I don't know. If I remember when we first got married, he has a routine he has to go through to fall asleep.
Yep.
And if I happen to get up, if he's already fallen asleep and I happen to get up and wake him up, like going to the bathroom or whatever, and he wakes up, he has to start his routine from the very beginning again.
Oh.
And I was like, no, don't start over.
No.
So the light comes on, shoot. His book comes out, he has to, but anyway, I feel so bad because he has always struggled with falling asleep.
He has to have that routine. See,
and staying asleep.
Well, see, Rainey and I have the opposite issues. Is he has trouble falling asleep. I have trouble staying asleep. Once I have zero problems nodding off. He has issues, you know, trying to go to sleep. But once he's asleep, World War III could be going on, and he's none the wiser.
I sleep well, but I'm a light sleeper. I hear everything.
Yeah.
When Greg and I first got married, I woke him up and told him to stop blinking because I could hear his...
His
eyelashes
were
brushing against the pillow, and it woke me up. And then I woke up.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know. At first he was like, he didn't believe me. Uh-uh. Until the next time I woke him up, I said, honey, help me find this cricket. There's a cricket crawling across paper somewhere. And he goes, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Sure enough, we had wrapping paper set up in the corner of the room, and there was a cricket crawling across it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I could tell it was a cricket because it would crawl, and then every once in a while there'd be a plop where it'd jump. It decided it wanted to jump. So he's a believer now. He knows
He knows you have superhuman hearing. But
anyway, hope y'all learned something from Carrie's list of napping.
Let's go take a nap.
So no, sleep.com.
Sleep.com.
But we're going to look up nap.com next.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. If not, let's buy it.
And what?
Sell it for money.
Okay.
So then we can retire from all our jobs and just take naps all day.
So it's raining on the way over here.
Yeah.
It's raining.
Yeah.
Nice slow rain, which we need because I don't think we've gotten enough
rain.
Oh,
yeah. We've had some like Sunday night, we had like torrential downpour. I say torrential. What qualifies torrential? But it poured down rain like briefly, but it poured down rain.
If running to your mailbox and coming back, you're soaking wet, that's torrential.
Okay. Yeah. It was torrential then.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
So I was using my wipers on the way here. I love using my wipers. I love using the wipers that work well. Greg,
why?
Probably because I drive with a person that I'm like, what are you trying to do? Save the rubber on the wipers? Like
he won't use them.
He'll let the rain. And I have to tell him, will you please switch the wiper on and let it clear?
Just let it go.
Because I would like to enjoy the environment around us and like see the road.
I would like to see.
The road, but. On the way here, I noticed that the wiper was skipping, and that drives me nuts.
Yes.
It wasn't getting a clean...
Right, so it leaves streaks, like water streaks.
They're fairly new wipers. Well, anyway, funny story. I went to Arkansas and I was telling Riley, our fixer, that I needed, the wipers weren't working well. I needed new wipers on the Suburban. So he, Greg ran out. He heard that and Greg ran out and got wipers and put them on the Suburban.
Well, that was nice of him.
It was so sweet. He's, he does. He's a great, great hubby.
Aww.
So I drive to Arkansas and I'm thinking, these are the worst wipers ever.
I hear the thunder in the background. Perfect timing.
They're terrible. Yeah. I mean, it's not jumping anymore, but it's like not doing, it's just smearing the rain around.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
I get all the way. So I drive to Arkansas and back with these lousy wipers and in a torrential rain, like you said.
Yeah.
And get back. And the little protectors of the wipers, the little blue protectors, are still on the rubber. And they worked much better after I took those off.
That's awesome.
But, you know, that wasn't that long ago. And now my wipers are already skipping and jumping again.
I hate that, too.
And like, just I hate the streaks. And on the way here, when they were doing that, I checked for the little protectors again because I thought maybe I did that again.
Yeah.
No.
Dang it.
So in this weather... Hey, check your wipers out there. If they're not working,
it's time.
Make sure you remove those little protector things. They're not supposed to stay on there.
And you know, if you take it like to AutoZone or Pet Boys, they'll do it for you.
That's the best.
They'll put them on there for you.
They'll probably, maybe that's what I should have done.
Yeah.
They'll probably remove the protectors. Of course, when I got home, I couldn't wait to tell my husband, thanks for putting those wipers on. You left the protectors.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Check your wiper blades. Over the weekend, my parents were here. Hey, Mom and Dad, for a visit. And so for one, like a lunch, I think we did burgers. Just we ordered them at Scotty P's. And then we went and picked them up and brought them back to the house. Well, they put in the bag ketchup. But
of course. Thanks, Scotty P's.
I'm so curious because, I mean, it was almost like filling up one whole bag of those tiny little ketchup packets. Well, I don't understand, like, how...
What's your problem with tiny little ketchup packets?
Do you know how many tiny ketchup packets it takes to make...
You're tired. So why not make...
Like, Chick-fil-A, they get it. They get it.
They
put their little tub of... Their little tiny tub of ketchup, just like all their sauces.
Oh, see, I thought you had a different problem with the ketchup packets. I thought you didn't like how you have to tear them open.
I hate that, too. That's awesome. That's awful. And it's not like... You know, some people... go to all that trouble... Just do a little.
Your
little
voice gets really high.
I know. Well, I feel like they're wasting. It's just wasteful.
And that we're having to. Well, I don't know. You're having the waste of the
who gets by
container
with that. Like you have to put a ton. Of
There have been some fixes, like you said, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
you can either squeeze it out or you can open it and use the whole packet to dip. I like that function.
Yeah.
Why are some people refusing the fix?
I don't know. That's a great question.
There's a fix out there.
Is it cheaper to buy the little tiny packets of ketchup than to get the, like, Whataburger? They get it. They give you the little...
You want them to start putting those little ketchup bottles like in the hotel where they have the mini Heinz ketchup
bottles? Yes, I do. Thank you very much. Yes, do that. No, but like, I have these...
I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
Does ketchup have to be refrigerated after you open it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Do you not? Do you?
Well, we do. I always put it in the refrigerator, but
that's
I can't
really
remember.
That's a good question. Let me ask the internet.
Because of the vinegar in it?
Ketchup be refrigerated. Ketchup is said to be shelf stable. However, its stability after opening can be affected by storage conditions. We recommend that this product, like any processed food, be refrigerated after opening. We'll maintain the best product quality after opening.
So here's my idea.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Why don't they? Okay, here's my problem. You brought these burgers home.
Uh-huh.
Don't you have ketchup in your refrigerator?
Yeah.
Well, don't let it make you angry. Don't stare at the things, the little ketchup packets that make you angry.
I know. But I didn't use those, but it makes me mad still.
Well, you could tell them don't even bother putting your puny ketchup packets in the bag.
Do you have the tiny ketchup packages? Don't even bother.
I don't want to do it. That's what you should have said.
Yeah.
But my idea for the car is why not create a ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise that don't need to be refrigerated.
That's a good idea.
That can continue to be open, and you have a little condiment station in your car. Like a little cabinet on the side panel that can just open up with the condiments and napkins and straws that they forget to put in. How many times do you drive away and there's not a straw in there?
You know what? You know what? Who would be so on board for this?
Who?
Mothers.
Yes.
Because you know how many times we are in the car when their kids are young.
It's mothers that started saving extra straws and napkins and putting them in the glove compartment for the very reason I drove away. I've got 4 hungry kids in my back seat, and now I have not enough straws to take care of the problem.
Preach! Yeah. So, okay. Well, we've got lists for things of fast food places. But I will tell you, here's a bonus to the why haven't they fixed that yet. Somebody was thinking, and I bought this and I love it. And it is a sauce holder that fixes onto your AC vent in the car. So it attaches to the front of your car and you sit the sauce.
That's
in
perfect.
It.
So but you know what my mom eating, and dad could, would say?
What's that?
You should pull over and eat at a rest stop. There's no need to drive your car and try to eat your meal.
Well,
pull over and eat. It's safer.
Yeah.
It'll keep your car cleaner.
Yeah.
But my mom didn't have four kids.
All at the same time. Yes, because they eat in the car. Your children eat in the car on the way.
Listen, when my kids were growing up, if they didn't eat in the car, they didn't eat.
No more ketchup packets.
Mom of the year.
Woohoo. That was a really good podcast. I have fun.
I'm not mad at you anymore.
I'm so glad. Thank you for not being mad at me. And I'm perfectly fine. I mean, I'm a little snotty. Like I've got a.
I think you're nice. I don't think you're snotty.
Hey, if you are just now listening to us, if you have just started, welcome to our podcast.
And guess what? You put out there, we reached 5,000.
We did downloads. Yes, we did. And Buzzsprout, who we distribute our podcast through, is so kind to keep us updated.
Congratulated us.
Thank you, Buzzsprout. If you are, you know what? If I'll just put that out there too. If you're looking to start a podcast, I highly recommend Buzzsprout because they just
help us.
They've made it so easy.
Reach our next 5,000 downloads.
Come on. Yes.
Spread the word.
Share it with someone who just needs a 20 to 30 minute lighthearted fun break from all of the mess in the world.
But although spiraling with death and destruction and Carrie rolling down the stairs and probably dying in a hospital
it's funny now. It's funny. Now we can laugh at it and say it's funny. But we would be super grateful if you gave us a like and a follow on all of the podcast platforms. And it would even better bonus level up is to leave us a really kind review. So, and you can do that on Apple Podcast. I know for sure. I don't know about the rest. I think you can. I don't know. But if you can give us 5 stars, that would be amazing. We do like to end our podcast every week with a scripture verse that is encouraging or thought-provoking, but just something to leave you with that'll...
Oh, that's good. You're not going to leave me with one that's convicting?
No. Nope. You're not no conviction try here. Nope, that's between me. You and the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Thanks,
so
Carrie.
You can... You could do that. This is a fun prayer. So I'm also going to, the reason for this verse is twofold. One is that, did you know that you can go on the internets and look up He Knows Your Name cards, and you can buy some cards that...
From my friend Stephanie.
Your friend Stephanie. You have done the artwork, though. And I love these cards because what you get is when you order them, they insert your name into the scripture verse. And yes. They're on these cards and you can switch them out daily. Or if you're like me, you can leave it on that one for however long you need to like get that imprinted on your brain. So whenever I read the card, because Melinda gave me some and they're personalized to me, whenever I read the card, I'm like, aw, it's kind of like shucks. Thanks, God. Because it's to me.
Do you get encouraging? And then
I do.
Did I insert some of those verses that are convicting?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You need to especially work on this one, Karen. No. But this particular one, and I'm going to read it like it's written on here because it's in my name. But you say your name when it comes up. But it's Ephesians 3:18. That's a really sweet prayer that says, may you be able to comprehend with all the saints, Carrie, how wide and how high and how long and deep is the love of Christ that passes all knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And yes, thank you.
It does something when you see your name. He's talking to you. So, yeah, I love this. This small business. Yeah. He knows your name.
Knowsyourname.com. Is that?
Oh, I need to know that.
Oh, it's our link. The link is in our Major Smile podcast and Skitsy Chicks bio Instagram. So.
Hey, as kids are graduating, gift to send college graduates off with, you know, just to, you know, moms, I know you're hoping and praying that they've hidden those words in their heart.
Yep.
And so, make sure they have it. Yes. Send them off with some of these cards. That'd be awesome.
I love it, and I love the poke it does on my heart whenever I read it.
So, Carrie?
Yes.
Jesus loves Carrie, and you can't mess that up.
I'm gonna cry.